You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hour number two, a lot to talk about. Great Super Bowl last night, and of course it is Matt Wilhelm Appreciation Day. It is his birthday. We've already heard from some big-time people, his mom. I think I've been told that we're going to hear from Oprah.
That would be spectacular.
I've been told. And now we're going to go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline and bring in another one of Matt Wilhelm's esteemed friends and colleagues. Steve Gregory, former safety with San Diego Chargers, New England Patriots. Welcome to the show. What's up, Steve?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
I'm doing very well.
What's up, dude?
What's up, big guy? Happy birthday.
Thanks, bro. Are you mad you didn't stick it out for one more year there in New England?
Dude, it was like a gut shot watching that one, huh?
I bet it was.
Nah, it's cool, man. You know? It is what it is.
So, Steve, you have known Matt for a long time. You know, in off-air conversations, he said he was one of his running buddies, one of his boys. So what's a good – you got any good Matt Wilhelm stories for us here on his birthday as a part of Matt Wilhelm Appreciation Day today?
There's nothing but good Matt Wilhelm stories. But, you know, me and Matt go back to our San Diego days, you know, running around in the sunshine out there. Now we're stuck in the snowy tundras of Cleveland and Syracuse. But, you know, we've had some fun, man, over the years. I remember speaking of birthdays, since that's the theme of today. You know, we hit up Vegas one year for his birthday and kind of had a whole weekend kind of bash. I remember being in the club and all of a sudden this gigantic cape comes out. I was like, where the heck did you get this thing from? And, you know, Matt's wife did it up right that day. So
she did. Vanessa always does it up right for me, that's for sure.
Yeah, she does, man. She knows how to put an extra flair on things.
Why are we in Vegas right now? What are we doing here?
That's what I'm wondering, man. Let's go. Let's go and get on a flight.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Steve, I have a scratch golfer in the midst right now, and my co-host Nathan Zagura, who would be happy to take a Vegas trip right now and show us the ropes and probably beat our heads in on the course.
Oh man, playing with a scratch golfer would just drive us crazy, man. We'd have to get the cart girl out there to get us some cocktails.
That's why there's the handicap. We'll all have a good time. We'll get a stroke on every, you know, however many you want.
You just said cart girl,
man.
Too.
That's great. Get the cart girl out there. We'll get the kid out there. Some wagering. I think we should go right now. I think we should drop the mics and go right now. He's in Syracuse. He wants to be in Vegas.
I know Matt's the same way. You don't ever have to twist our arm to get out on a golf course.
No, you do not.
No,
never.
That's what we're
especially not in the warm weather and the beautiful Sin City.
Without a doubt.
So Steve, talk to me. Where does the butt fumble rank in your career highlights?
That's the number one, man. You know, it doesn't get any better than Mark Sanchez running into the back of somebody's butt. And seeing me pick it up.
And the most beautiful scoop and score I've ever seen.
It was the best scoop and score. Yeah, it was, definitely. Yeah.
I'm going to make a fathead reenactment of that and put it up in my living room.
How's Rosie and the little one?
Oh, they're doing good. She's going crazy right now, screaming in the living room, playing with all our toys.
Awesome, man.
I'm talking about Rosie, not the little one.
Oh, gotcha. That's about par for the course.
So when you guys were out in San Diego running around, was that some of the best times of your lives? Because when I hear about it from Matt, it sounds like it was almost too fun.
It was, man. I mean, if you've never been, I'm hoping you've been to San Diego.
I have once before, yes.
It's one of the best cities in the country, man. It's so much fun. There's so much to do. You got the beach. You got the downtown area. You know that. I mean, I can remember going over Matt and Vanessa's house. I mean, they had a beautiful house out there. And we'd go over there, we'd be playing cards, pool partying it up. I mean, it was a good time. So
it's hard to take yourself seriously in San Diego.
I was going to say, pool parties. I want to get invited to one of these infamous pool parties.
Yeah, man, it'd be awesome. I wish we could get one of those, you know, hot tub time machines and go back and get
that would be fantastic. Hot tub time machine 2, right?
It's coming out right now.
Yes, it is. That would be sweet.
Steve, well, dude, appreciate you taking time out to help us to celebrate and honor the great Matt Wilhelm. And we got to get that now. Vegas and golf. We got to get on the books.
2015, it's going down.
2015, it's our year.
It's planned.
All right, man. Thanks so much, Steve.
All right, Matt. Happy birthday, bud.
Thanks, bro.
You know, when you're done being a celebrity on the radio here, give me a call.
I will, man. Thanks.
All right. That was Steve Gregory playing with Matt with San Diego Chargers. Like he's still got that strong New York accent.
Oh, for sure. We used to call him the meatball, you know, because he's an Italian New Yorker. You're like, hey, the meatball.
Hey, meatball.
Yeah, exactly. He's a great, good guy, great player. You know, spent, again, won a lot of football games, both in San Diego and New England.
Yeah.
You know, made some good money, you know, on a free agent deal, you know, going to New England. A lot of the stories that I use about the Patriots are like, and like the inner workings of the Patriot way come from him, because
right.
I would have no other way inside that locker room. But again, I just said,
that's who you told the story. He was like, oh, you know, we have this from my San Diego days.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, it's a get that out of here. You know what I mean? It's like we have our own coaches. We'll scout it ourselves. But and I had to make that comment because I felt very similarly the year after I got released by San Diego. I think they went 13-3 and were a favorite in the AFC to represent and make it to the Super Bowl. And I was kind of – I hate to say it.
You're kind of rooting for them to lose.
I was rooting for them to lose because I was just don't let it happen the year after I leave. Anytime after that is fine. And lo and behold, you know, he was with the Patriots last year. I think he made a run at playing, signed Kansas City, a mid-year deal with mid-offseason deal with Kansas City. And you know what? He's got the world by the you-know-whats. He's made a lot of money in the National Football League. He's beat the odds as an undrafted free agent. Married with a beautiful child. And again, back home now, living in Syracuse, New York.
Good guy. Sounds like a lot of fun.
He is a lot of fun.
He sounds like a lot of fun. So it's funny, you call him Meatball. So I called my buddy Freed's son Meatball because he's a big wrestling fan. I don't know if you ever know this or not, but Hulk Hogan, when he fought The Rock at WrestleMania 18, as he's punching him in the corner, he keeps saying to him, "You ain't nothing but a meatball." Meatball, and he kept calling him Meatball the whole time. So then
that's
I ended up starting calling Meatball Friedman. So there he is. So, and you used to call Steve Gregory Meatball.
Yes.
There are meatballs everywhere,
it's the
folks.
Meatball.
Sunny, or what
Italian?
Is that? Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs,
yes.
Or something like that?
Yes. It's a great movie.
Is it? I've never seen it.
My kids like it. Both
so do like
one and two.
Do meatballs like fall from the sky?
They do. Well, it's food, but yes, meatballs are one of the objects that fall from the sky.
Can you eat the food as it falls from the sky, or is it coming at too quick of a velocity?
No, you can eat it. You can. But it is coming at a high velocity. You just have to miss out, like deviate away from the food. But then once it lands and splats, you can eat it.
I mean, how sanitary is that?
You just climb to the top that hasn't touched the ground yet. Eat the top of the meatball.
And that's what you've got to do. All right, we told you Stephen A. Smith had his comments on Johnny Manziel's announcement that he was entering rehab today. Here's what Stephen A. had to say.
Well, first of all, I'm incredibly sad for him. I applaud him for acknowledging that he needs help and making an effort to go and seek the help that he needs, clearly. I know Johnny Manziel. I like him a lot. I'm very fond of him. I wish him well, and I certainly don't want to engage in condemnation. But at the same time, if I'm going to sit there and call out Josh Gordon, I can't absolve Johnny Manziel. Because what we have to recognize in all of this, like, you may have a problem, Skip, Kerry, I get that. But I keep using this one line to folks that I want people to understand. You can't get addicted to something you never try. And there is so much information that is out there that highlights and illuminates the harm that can come to you if you elect to engage in this kind of stuff. That maybe, just maybe, if you just never tried it, you wouldn't have anything to worry about. So on one hand, I find myself feeling incredibly sad and sorry for him that he's going through this, while also being thankful that he's wise enough to seek the help and the counsel that he needs. But on the other hand, I feel that it's an opportunity to highlight yet again for so many youngsters out there with an abundance of dreams that when it comes to whether it be drugs or alcohol or anything, in Johnny Manziel's case, it appears to be alcohol, we don't know. The bottom line is that you can't get addicted to something you never try. And the information is out there highlighting and illuminating the harm that could potentially come to you and others if you do this kind of stuff. So let's hope that it serves as a deterrent for so many folks out there so they'll be wise enough to refrain from things Johnny Manziel refused to. Because unlike Johnny Manziel, as Josh Gordon and others may have highlighted, Johnny Manziel comes from money. This is a problem for him. He has to overcome it. But at the same time, he's got a structure, a foundation there that he could ultimately get beyond this and still live a very fruitful and affluent life. Most others don't have that luxury. And I just hope that people recognize that as we sit here today and pray for the best for Johnny Manziel moving forward.
Listen, I think Stephen A., this is one of his more muted responses, and I think he, you know, saying the right thing. Focus on Johnny Manziel, taking accountability for what he's doing, and, it, you know, it's sad that it's gotten to this point, but at least he's trying to get some help, and it goes back to kind of that article written by, you know, Wright Thompson, The Trouble with Johnny from the ESPN Outside the Lines from July 30th, 2013, that there were signs that there was a problem. And if you go back and read that, I just retweeted it out, and I know Aaron Goldhammer tweeted it out as well. It's certainly an interesting read now in light of everything. His dad was worried at the time that he may have had a problem. And, you know, now Johnny's at least getting help for that problem.
You have to appreciate, you know, everything that he's been through, the highs and the lows have to affect him because he is still only a human being, you know, with emotions and feelings and so on and so forth. And in some cases, from those articles, those demons inside, you know, that come out from time to time, which has created a downward spiral that I think in some cases, the notoriety and his football life and his teammates have kind of brought him out of that spiral. And I think because the NFL just didn't come easy to him, you know, that spiral started again. And to speak for myself, when it comes to Stephen A.'s comments about, you know, you can't get addicted to something that you know, you don't try. And I was that clean athlete growing up. You know, my mom says, you know, I was the rabbit eating, you know, vegetables and such. But I was just my career and reaching, achieving a scholarship to go play at a school like Ohio State was so valued in my eyes that there wasn't an ounce of peer pressure or the strongest peer pressure that would make me want to succumb to doing something stupid at that level. Now, of course, as an adult, you know, you learn and the influences only grow as you become.
Let me ask you this, though. Were you wilder in your mind once you made it to the NFL than you were at any point before it?
Yes. Yes. And a lot of that reason is because, and I think the NFL is doing the very best that they can to help with it. But in college, you know, you're on the hook for that scholarship. You know, you're on the hook for the number of hours to your coaches, and it's more of a team-based game, and you are still under the age of 21 in most cases in college. And now these guys are over the age of 21, given a significant amount of money. Yes, they're under contract, but you're really just kind of ushered out into the world. They don't provide you with a financial advisor. They provide you with a list of qualified financial advisors that you can seek out if you need be. You know, and so they give you all the tools, but they don't force you to use them, which I think might be something that needs to be reviewed, because then you have, you know, young men who've come from nothing, or even in Johnny Manziel's case, come from something, but he's on his own. And that support system, you know, that he's relied on for so long and his decision makings that's got him to where he is now is gone, because he's here in Cleveland doing his thing. He decides when he goes to bed, what he puts in his body, you know, food, drugs, whatever it might be, how much film he watches. That's on Johnny. And it used to be the people around him, his teammates, his coaches, his family, looking over. Johnny, make sure you watch that extra film because we got a big game on Sunday or Saturday, whatever it might be. That person is missing from his life. And in some cases, we hope that this situation for him to commit to get treatment is a step in a positive direction for him.
Certainly hope that it is for Johnny Manziel. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford Special Matt Wilhelm, birthday edition of the show here. Here's some sound bites on this big play of the Super Bowl, the decision to throw the football on second and a half yard as opposed to hand it off to Marshawn Lynch. We'll do that when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. They can, but they can't decide.